It's Sunday, November 10th, 2024. And the deep state is publicly plotting a coup attempt on the incoming Trump administration. You can't make this up. This is a maximum alert.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world. Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Sunday, November 10th, 2024. I am your host, Alex Jones. And I want to thank you for joining us on this emergency Sunday broadcast. All right, we've known the deep state is not going to turn loose of power. They've committed so many crimes. They're so arrogant. But the whole country and the world has really woken up to them. And they're not going to get away with what they're trying and what they're doing. But the regular listeners of this broadcast know that we've got a very good track record of predicting what the bad guys are going to do. So I know everybody's celebrating and really excited, and we're 71 days away from Trump getting inaugurated. But as I've said many times, the real crises are going to come during the 76 days between the time he wins on November 5th and what happens on January 20th, 2025. And we've talked a lot about the stunt that was very likely to be done a few months before Election Day, but Biden reportedly refused to do it. And so they never made her the first woman president by having him step down because he wanted the power he'd have for pardons and things like that. Well, now the Democrat Party and their top spokespersons are running around saying that they want Biden to step down so that she could be the first woman president as a stunt. That's not why they're doing that. And I'm going to explain why. And there's different angles to this. Now, Biden knows not to trust them because they already disappeared him for 8 days and put out a fake resignation letter that they later admitted was fake. What a criminal scandal right there, because they're going for broke. So that tends to make me think he won't make that deal and step down. That means sometime in the next few weeks, if they're serious, they could kill Biden or totally incapacitate him so that she becomes the president. Then they assassinate Trump, stage a bunch of false flags blamed on Trump supporters, bring in martial law, and ignore J.D. Vance or kill him too. Trump and Vance should be nowhere near each other until they get in the White House. And we're in permanent martial law. And that's what they're planning right now. There's a lot more to it. We'll cover it when we come back. A new extremely important product is now available exclusively at the alexjonesstore.com, Ultimate Probiotic. This is a private label, but even made stronger, of one of the top, highly recommended, highly rated brands out there today. And it's more than just a probiotic. It's got a whole bunch of known natural ingredients that boost your overall gut health and that detoxify and that helps flush out all the garbage in your body. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the attacks on our bodies, you have to understand that the gut is the front line. And if you don't have a strong gut, it's like not having a front door on your house or an engine in your car. The gut is so important. Probiotics are amazing and are documented for their great effects. Get this high-quality probiotic right now, Ultimate Probiotic, 60 billion, at thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you for your support. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com. And again, I thank you for your support. Sunday, November 10th, 2024, 4:06 Central Standard Time, p.m. I am your host, Alex Jones, and I come to you with a maximum national security alert. As you know, all I do and all my expert guests do, some of the top former people in intelligence, you name it, is analyze what the globalists are up to. And I can tell you General Flynn, Roger Stone, and countless others that I talked to off record 100% agree with what I'm about to say. And Roger Stone's on the next hour, getting Flynn on tomorrow. Flynn issued another emergency alert today and said they are guaranteed going to try to kill Trump in the next 70 days before the inauguration. And if they can get Vance and Trump together at the same time, they might set off a nuke, a small one, and say Iran did it. If they get on the same airplane together, they're dead. The only thing saving Trump right now, because you know Butler and Mar-a-Lago assassins were operatives, is the fact that those two are not together. All right, I want to be very clear with everybody. Getting Trump elected, despite all the election fraud and propaganda and disinformation and all the corporate globalist money, was an unprecedented comeback story in history. It's amazing. It shows the Great Awakening is in full bloom. It's incredible. We're living through history. Hallelujah. That said, that's like having a grease fire in your house and you call the fire department. And they're down the street, and they get there in 2 minutes, and the fire hadn't got out of the kitchen yet. They're going to save most of your house. But if they don't get hooked up to the water main, to the fire hydrant, and they don't start putting it out quickly, it'll still burn the house down. So we've called the fire department to the house, but now we've got to put the fire out. So getting Trump in is like having the fire department show up, but if they kill him, or launch false flags and cause national riots, whatever racial attack they're going to have that's blamed on Trump supporters or something along those lines, or a mass power outage, cyber attack, new war launched. They got a lot of these scenarios pre-programmed and already hyped. They're looking at all of them right now. The desperate globalist deep state that's out in the open now. So we've got to get Trump in on January 20th in 70 and a half days. Now, they've got different paths to get their pieces in place before they assassinate Trump or, God forbid, try to assassinate him again. And the first thing, and we saw this baked in even before Biden disappeared for 8 days and was drugged up, and they put out a fake letter that he resigned, and that was the coup. And then the coup wanted to have its fake election and legitimize the coup for another 4 years. And, of course, they stole it 4 years ago. That was the real beginning of the open coup. But this time there were watchers and lawyers and such a giant landslide. They got caught in the middle of it, and so Trump got in, at least electorally, and won the popular and the electoral college. A moderate landslide, as I predicted. There wasn't all the baked-in fraud, a total historic landslide. So they began to act like, really, a couple of years ago, that she was the president, the co-president. They were getting ready to have Biden step down. He wouldn't do it, so they had to drug him up, disappear him in Vegas, put him on an airplane, fly him to Delaware. When he wandered out after 8 days, they said, "Why'd you resign?" He said, "I didn't." Then later, he had basically a political gun put to his head. He said he did, but was angry. That's your coup that's still in place and was in place on Election Day last Tuesday and is in place now for another 70 and a half days. So you've got to ask, how will they maneuver it to look like it's legitimate? And the answer is, have Biden step down, say that she's actually the first female president, then Trump and Vance get killed. They don't care how obvious this is. They shouldn't be in the same city together. They'll set a nuke off and say Iran did it. They should definitely not get on the same airplane. They'll shoot that thing down so fast and say Iran did it, it'll make your head spin. Even if they don't get Vance and they kill Trump, they will then stage a massive false flag on a black college or black church or Hispanic group or Democrats protesting, something like that. Blame it on Trump supporters. Activate their networks of criminal gangs, foreign troops, and others. Burn down half the country. Create such fear that they have a pretext to stay in office to, quote, quell the civil unrest or to deal with the power outage or cyber attack that knocks out power in half the country. Something along those lines or both at the same time. Now you're like, well, nobody, Alex, you're just speculating. And of course, I said this weeks ago, you're just saying they'll make her president. Oh, no, it's being announced on CNN, on ABC News, in the New York Times. Oh, Biden might step down the next few weeks and make her the president. Isn't that cute? No, it's not cutesy. It's not being done to pat their constituents on the head. It is being prepared so it feels legitimate with low information voters, citizens, that if they have the coup against America and against the voters and kill Trump, that they can then slide her in there. It's also, even if that isn't successful and they get her in as the president, she's fully controlled by Obama and that arm of the globalist. Biden was partially, but not completely. That's a well-known fissure, well-known separation or gorge. And then they can pre-place their people in government better, and she can pardon who she wants. But it's absolutely outrageous. Then, let me continue why I see the signs here. CNN reports, and it's now confirmed, the Pentagon is meeting, plotting against Trump, and saying that he's a danger, and saying they won't follow his orders. And you got the talking heads putting out the talking point, Rachel Maddow and all of them, that the military needs to say they're not going to be for Trump, because he's Hitler and he's a dictator. So they're creating that idea before he's even in office because they're planning on creating a crisis or group of crises where they can then bill him either once he gets in or before as illegitimate so that Trump can be removed. So They're really setting the table for all of this, but because there is such a big awakening, people are watching, people are not naive like they used to be, at least a large portion of the public. There are a lot of good people in government as well that have just been compartmentalized that aren't going along with it. Because of that, if they do try this, it will 90% fail. Probably before they even get it launched. Because we're not naive. If you know you're facing pure evil and admit it's there, like you know there's election fraud, you proved it 4 years ago, it's come out in court, and now you know, and you have the poll watchers and the lawyers everywhere, and then on election night at 1 a.m., in come all the trucks in the battleground states and the California license plates and the Rhode Island license plates coming into your state in Pennsylvania or Georgia or Michigan or Arizona, and then they show up with the boxes and the poll workers go, sorry, and they literally on camera, we played it days ago, point at the cameras of the news. Sorry, people aren't going to buy it this time. When you bring in the ballot boxes, lock the doors, cover up the windows, because Trump and the RNC sued in the months previous when they tried to block poll watchers from being in those buildings and lawyers, and they were there every key place in every key town and city. It cost reportedly over $150 million to do that. But people gave Trump the money. They did it. He spent it. And we beat him. By not being naive, the old RNC was in bed part of it. There was no response, no lawyers, no one watching, no one documenting. In hindsight, people sued and got the surveillance cameras of the trucks pulling in and them getting the ballots and covering the windows up and all of it. And now it came out in court everywhere that illegals were voting in mass and dead people, and they weren't going to get away with it this time. Because it took years just to prove it happened 4 years ago. And so that's where we are. But I'm giving you the bad news that they're obviously going to, they're thinking about trying it. They're meeting and discussing trying it. They got a lot of different scenarios, but they're badly coordinated. And it's an illegitimate bureaucracy that thought it ran the country, thought it owned the country. You hear them talk about it in the last 8 years. Well, the CIA is going to kill Trump, you know, on CNN. And yeah, we don't put up with this guy. The bureaucracy, the Fourth Estate won't put up with this. Yeah, we'll stop the American people. Yeah, we got to crush the MAGA people after we're done with Trump. We got to put them in re-education camps. They're all Nazis. They're all garbage. As Biden and whoever is in control of this current administration signed executive orders and put out Pentagon manuals for martial law and killing U.S. citizens while they blame Trump is planning it. They always blame us for what they're doing. So they've got all this set up. And it's not going to go well for them, obviously, if they try it, because people aren't naive now. And we're here calling them out. You know, I did a special emergency broadcast last night for 3 hours, 3 to 6 p.m. I don't usually, you know, do Saturdays. And just the two reports we did that we cut out of the 3 hour show talking about this, we can put them on screen. You scroll down through my X account, Relox Jones, have 35 million views. One has 21 million, and another has 12, 14 million, something like 34, 35 million. And you can go look it up for yourself. That is wonderful. That's the listeners. That's the viewers. Knowing this is important, knowing we're in an info war, going in there, getting it, emailing it, text messaging it, sharing it, going on message boards, going on everywhere, and saying this is important. And I showed the clips of CNN going, yeah, the Pentagon's trying to figure out what to do to stop Trump doing illegal stuff. And Blumenthal's introduced a bill 7-8 months ago to strip Trump of the control of the military. That would be a congressional legislative coup over the executive. I said 21 million. It was 21 million an hour ago. 23.4 million views. I added up the two videos. It was like 34, 35 million a couple hours ago. It's probably 40 million views now. But that's people taking action. That's getting up off your ass. And I'm talking to myself when I say that. I've gotten the last 4 years where I worked about 8 hours, 10 hours a day. Before that, I worked 16 a day. In the last year, I have been working 18 hours a day again with pleasure, because the point of history we're in is too damn important, and my children and your children have no future if we don't beat these people. I mean, I'm getting chills right now, baby. This is game time. So I want to salute the listeners and viewers. That's just on X. The numbers on InfoWars, tens of millions coming in every day right now. And then it's getting grabbed and put all over the place. They've completely failed stopping us, stopping you. And it trended number one on X and a bunch of other places, and now everybody else is covering it, and now Trump's looking at it. I can tell you, though, a lot of times it's not stuff on air. I made sure on Wednesday, before it hit the news, Thursday and Friday, just to show you, that Pompeo was trying to get a bunch of cabinet jobs. Trump didn't know about the clips of him attacking him and saying he deserved to be raided at Mar-a-Lago. We got that to Trump. He reportedly got pissed and said, that two-faced son of a bitch. And you notice yesterday he said, no, no place for him and Nikki Haley, which is a good start to show this time no more backstabbers, no more weasels, no more globalists. We are going to get good people in there, and we're not just going to vet the big ones. I can sit there in 10 minutes with any name I'm given for any big position. I'm talking 10 deep. I can tell you exactly who they are so fast, and so can you. It'll make their head spin. So we're peacefully taking the country back. We're going to remove the scum from power, and that's our constitutional right and our mandate. Lloyd Austin needs to be fired so fast, it'll make his head spin. Mark Milley needs to be court-martialed. He fears it. Well, it needs to happen. But I'm going to say this right now. As I said weeks ago, and as I said on election night, the Pentagon, people think, is full of good people. Yeah, the average people in the military are some of the best. But the globalists, since Herbert Walker Bush, they started putting really bad ones in that literally swear allegiance to globalism, that go get brainwashed, get these special degrees. They get up on C-SPAN and admit their plans to bring in world government, that they don't care about America. And since Obama got in, every general, but maybe a Flynn, who'd been non-political and a Democrat, that's why they missed him. He was so focused on his job, he was non-political. Once he saw what was happening, he stood up and did a great job. Then they targeted him. Every general, everyone, every single one of them is garbage. Or they've been secretly being a patriot and acted like they swore allegiance to world government. So there's nothing more captured than the Pentagon. There is nothing more controlled. Because obviously, if you're globalist, you want to make sure the military is yours. So it's in the news. It's confirmed. The Pentagon's proud of itself. They wanted it known to introduce the idea as a trial balloon that they are plotting against President Trump and his election and the American people. That's called coup plotting. That's called insurrection plotting. That's called treason. Because as a citizen, you can say anything you want as long as you don't call for violence against people. And you're even under the First Amendment. If things get bad enough, the Supreme Court's ruled, said, no, it's time for us to rise up. Though I'm not saying that's what I think at this point, but you're even under the Constitution to say that. But if you're a military officer and you start plotting against the president, that's a whole different deal, and that is the death penalty. Now, I'm not saying kill anybody. We shouldn't kill anybody. That's for Trump to decide and his Justice Department. And then we get a trial. They'd be tried, military tribunal, because they're in the military, and then they would be executed. Now, I don't think we need to get to that point with them. It's easier just to take their pensions and fire them and then obviously watch them closely, because I don't want to corner them. I want them to know you're going to be removed, but let's stop the execute them stuff, even though that's what they deserve. If they're found guilty, it's obvious they've done it. I mean, Milley bragged, yeah, I told the Chinese Trump isn't in command and I've got the nuke codes and I'm the president on January 6th. That was a coup. They cut Trump off. They took all his social media away when he was saying don't go in the Capitol so they could frame him. Big tech, the Pentagon, you know the Pentagon directed that. They first silenced the president so they could lie about him. And then at that point, if he didn't step down, they were going to kill him. People said, oh, Trump should have kept fighting. He was completely cut off. 99% of his staff just left days before that. He was alone. And all the good people had already been run out. So these guys conducted a coup in the election. They cemented it. And now, I'm going to play the clips when we come back. Hell, I'll go to them right now. They are plotting inside the Pentagon on what they're going to do. And they're all getting together. They're all trying to convince each other of what they can do. But now they know they're being watched so closely, and they know the public's not naive, and there are a lot of good people in the military and in the different agencies that are mid-level that are watching them like a hawk, that if we expose this today, if everybody picks up on it, which they are, and we get this to be one of the main topics in the next few weeks, they're done. But I want to explain. I don't say all this so the bad thing happens. People go, oh, my God, he's so smart. I say all this stuff so we can stop them. And we've gotten big enough that we've stopped a lot of stuff together now. So we're not out of the woods, but I'm giving you some bad news. You can see it for yourself. So we can stop it. So let's go ahead and play the CNN clip. This is the coup. Scott Jennings responding to it, where they're just openly talking about, oh, because Trump's bad. He's going to do bad things. So they're having to talk about not following his orders. And then that introduces the idea of don't follow his orders. That's a coup. That's how coups always are. Oh, well, he was bad. We couldn't follow his orders. You know, Operation Valkyrie against Hitler. You could say that was a good coup. But that's how it was. You know, we didn't follow the orders, and then we did this. So this is how they introduce it to you. And then, oh, another clip. We're going to make Kamala the first female president. It's just a fun little gimmick. No, it's not. So it sounds more legitimate when they stage the terror attacks, blame it on Trump supporters, intimidate the political class, don't let Trump get in, kill Trump, kill Vance. That, oh, well, she was already president, so it's okay. Oh, well, she's a president. She's a president. Of course, they're never going to get away with that either. But they're trying it, and they're crazy. I mean, they ran Harris and Walls. Who would believe that? So we'll go to break, and we'll come back. But, yeah, there's the headline. Put InfoWars back up. Coup. Harris advisor calls on Joe Biden to resign and make Kamala president before Trump sworn in. Now, where'd you hear that first? Roger Stone. And they tried to make him do it, but Biden wouldn't do it. So the first person they're going to kill, if they go ahead with this, or drug him out of his mind where he never comes back, will be Biden. So you see Biden drop dead real quick, you know they pull the trigger. And they are nuts. There is no way that dog's going to hunt. So here we are. And I just hope we can expose the daylights out of this and get enough buzz going everywhere that they know they're being watched and they don't pull it. This is life and death stuff, people. We've got to get this out. And you are getting it out. I mean, I bet those reports from yesterday have got 50 million views by this evening. This live report needs 100 million. Be sure to follow me on X at Real Alex Jones and the backup channel, the Alex Jones Network, at AJN Live. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, when I say I'm excited about bringing you the ultimate gut cleanse, exclusively available at thealexjonesstore.com. I'm not joking around. We don't sit there and shoot in the dark. We go out and we find what are already the best-selling, highest-rated products in the country, and we say, hey, we'd like to private label it, but we'd like you to make it a little bit stronger for us, so it's proprietary. You got it right here. The ultimate gut cleanse. This is not just a gut cleanse. It's not just a detox. It doesn't just have natural ingredients that gently get rid of parasites. Oh, it's got that covered. It's then got a whole bunch of stuff in it like saw palmetto that's good for all your glands. And even the government admits great for men's prostates. And it goes on and on. I cannot read all the ingredients. They're concentrated. They're incredible. You want to get it right now at thealexjonesstore.com for between 30 and 50% off. 50% off if you do the combo and get it with the ultimate probiotic.
Just wanted to give you guys a little bit of props, the Alex Jones Store. I got my Answer 1984 1776 wristband on. I buy the products because I like the products and I like the merch. And here's the thing. I buy the multiple wristbands and the stickers to give them out. And I've been looking for InfoWars stickers for a while because the main store site didn't have them. So finding out that there's stickers, you know, for 1776, et cetera, on this site means I can finally have stickers mysteriously appear in my neighborhood again. I'm not going to say that the main thoroughfare had, along the bus route, stickers from every bus at the start of the route to the end of the route, but let's just say somebody may have passed some of those stickers out and had them put up until the bus line got smart to it, you know?
That's awesome, Sean. But
there's not too many platforms like this that have this reach and have this depth of knowledge, and I give you guys props. We're fighting through it all, and I'm looking at some red and black InfoWars t-shirts with the old style print. It's probably my next purchase, so keep it going, guys.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, joint relief max, nerve renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with mushroom max nootropic, better mood plus, libido RX, and good night's sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under health and wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't fight tyranny because I hate the tyrants. Oh, I do hate them. I do it because I love the people behind me I'm defending. I don't know how all this is going to end, but if you want to fight, you better believe you got one. I've been holding back my real capabilities. I'm most ashamed of. It's a little scary. I have decided and am just now accessing the genetic memory codes to release my full potential against the new world order. Good luck, globalist. Because if you thought Alex Jones was a problem before, I want you to throw everything you've got at. Whatever you think it is you need to do.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
When I grow up, I want to defeat the New World Order. Off balance, we have the initiative. Now it's time to finish him.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Finally, we've got America waking up, and finally, we've got more than a chance to beat the enemies that have seized our nation. We are very close to massive victory. We have won giant, historic, strategic battles, culturally, politically, economically, spiritually. But now the real war kicks into high gear. And this time, people are not naive like they were in the past. Now they know what they're facing. And America is rising to the challenge. I salute you. We are an American band of patriots. American man. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get into the hard facts. We have a really evil corporate foreign bank-owned Federal Reserve coup in this country. They're openly saying they won't follow the president's directives. Governors in New York, Massachusetts, California, Oregon, Washington, Minnesota are saying they're not going to not just follow federal law and help round up the criminals, the illegal aliens, the drug dealers, the human traffickers, but they're going to block Trump and have a confrontation. You've got just surrogates everywhere. Rachel Maddow, when you hear that guy talk, you are hearing direct scripts of the New World Order. And what did he say when Trump won last week, Maddow? He said that we need the military to counter Trump, and we need to be pirates and not follow the law and get ready for physical conflict. What did Carbill say 3 weeks ago? We need armed uprisings if he wins, because Trump's coming to kill the black people. Now, when I see that talking point hundreds of places, I sit there and do my math. That's as easy as 1 + 1 = 2. What's the final piece to that, ladies and gentlemen? False flagging and shooting up a bunch of black people. Or migrants. Blaming Trump, activating massive civil unrest, calling it a race war, declaring civil emergency before Trump gets in. And they're now saying that. Then you learn the Pentagon is plotting against him because he's going to do bad things, just like they let us know, oh, don't worry, Trump doesn't have control of the nuclear codes. General Mark Milley called the Chinese general on January 6, 2021, and told him that. They're just trying to normalize the treason. And then the last piece is, oh, Kamala Harris is the president now. They didn't just make Biden step down and he disappeared for 8 days. And then a fake resignation letter they admit was fake. Oh, I don't know who made that. It's certainly not him. He didn't sign that. It's on the letterhead, said Pelosi. I don't know who did it. Oh, really? And so they're trying to continue the coup. See, well, I'm not saying a coup's coming. What did Dana White say 3 weeks ago? Of course, I've said it 1,000 times. It's not about who said it first, but he said, no, there's already a coup. They installed her, and they're going to try to steal it and continue on. That's what a coup does. Yeah. So you're in a coup for another 70 and a half days. And then when Trump gets in, they're going to try to stop him removing the stay behind networks. And I have a Politico article today that says there's going to be a bunch of Justice Department and bureaucratic stay behinds that hope they can hang on to stop Trump. So a stay behind network is the CIA name for when you put your people in a government and there's an election you don't like and they still stay in as a silent coup. So they're, and I'm going to show you all the articles here in a moment, they are saying every damn bit of this. None of this is out of my mouth. I'm simply showing you and reminding you of what they said and what they did. And Roger Stone predicted over and over again on this show that at some point they would have Biden step down and make her full president. And now they're saying it. And when their, quote, top advisors go on CNN and the New York Times and say, let's make her president, they don't do that unless it was decided on and they were told to go do that. So ask yourselves, why are they doing that? Well, they tell you it's just fun and the gimmick of the first woman president and, you know, it'll make people feel good. No. They think it looks more legitimate if they kill Trump and Vance. Again, both of them should never be anywhere near each other. Even once they're in office. They should not be within 10 miles of one another. So the table set for massive false flags that are race-based to trigger an uprising that'll really be foreign armies, mercenaries, groups to destabilize the country so bad and that people are so worried because their power's off for 2 weeks that people accept Trump being pushed aside and or killed or both. And that's where we are. So I'm going to ask everybody this question. Are you concerned about this? Because this is not my opinion. It's what they've got set up, and they're openly trial ballooning it right now. What do we do to counter that? Well, what disinfects corruption? What stops plans? Not sitting here like ostriches with our heads in the sand or on our hands with you-know-what up our rear ends. We admit the cold, hard facts. We expose it. Every other talk show host must research this, find out I'm right, and then scream it from the rooftops, which is already happening. And by tomorrow, it will be everywhere because of you, this audience, the detonators. And that's really what we are, is the detonator. And that's why the enemies in congressional hearings and think tanks everywhere have said they continue to track back all of the resistance, 99% of it in years past, to this show and our guest. And it's not this stuff isn't known by others, but they don't have big shows. God put us in this position together, the guests, the crew, the audience, to do this. And the best example for Democrats that don't know how things like this work, who think that guns fire entire cartridges out the rifle barrel, the detonator example is the cap on the back of a cartridge that's a small explosive that the firing pin hits, it explodes, ignites the white powder, firing the gas up the tube out of the cartridge into the barrel of the gun, firing the projectile out the barrel. And this broadcast is the detonator. Now, people have gotten so awake that more than half the time now, we are not the detonator. And that's great. We need the public so awake and other talk show hosts so awake and people in government so awake that it's safe to talk about this. And when we're not naive anymore and we know how the world works and we know the bad guy's tricks, they just can't do the tricks with impunity. Just like when you know a magician's tricks and it's been exposed and you know it's fake. That's all I'm doing. That's our mission. That's what we've done. And I thank you all for backing us to continue to be able to carry out this mission. Because it's one thing to know all this. It's another thing, though, if a tree falls in the forest and nobody heard it make a sound, did it make a sound? And that's why we need your support. If bad guys buy this at federal auction, InfoWars, Wednesday afternoon, they have said to the federal trustee over it that they want to shut down that day. And we have sponsors that also sponsor InfoWars if it survives that have pledged the funds that are coming in to keep the new studio, satellite uplinks, our legal servers, the crew, everything in place. But right now, the funds are thin. They're good, but it takes a lot of money. It needs to be better. There are great products you need, great supplements, great Patriot apparel, amazing stuff, thealexjonesstore.com. This is history. I'm fearless. The crew's fearless. We have a giant audience. We are exploding everywhere. We need funds in this fight, particularly while he is president-elect, to get through this period and then to defend him once he gets in. We are beyond critical. When I say we, I mean the audience of activists. You're the reason that the report I put out last night had 35 million views when I checked 2 or 3 hours ago. They went and looked. It's over that now. It's probably 40 million now. I bet it is. That's substantive. That's powerful. That's coffin nails to tyranny. That's devastating. You did that. You have the power. You have unleashed your power. You've gotten off the bench. You've kicked ass. You. We are literally breaking their arm right now. We are dominating the enemy. We are stopping them. We need to fight through the objective in the info war. Press the attack. Or we'll lose this thing. It's like a football team. And you come out at halftime and you're 24 points ahead. This is our game to lose. But if we feel like we've won this coming out at the end of halftime, they'll run that field on our ass and they'll win. So fight like you're losing or you'll lose it all. And fighting is sharing the articles and videos, and you're doing that part. If this operation was a flamethrower, we're burning their operation down. But we're running out of fuel on the tanks. You want to stop right now when we're dominating them? Reload my tanks. We're going to incinerate them politically. We're going to burn them out nonviolently. But my tanks are down to 10%. Load in the napalm. Put the napalm in the tank. I will never stop. But you can stop me. Only you have the power over Alex Jones. You, not the New World Order. You. This is important. These are evil people. These are human traffickers. These are devil worshipers. It makes it so much more intense for me right now to know that we are so close. Doesn't mean sin's removed from the world. Doesn't mean we're offering some utopia. But we'll at least have a government that's not out to get us 100%. That doesn't want to blow up civilization and make us eat bugs. That doesn't want to chop our sons' penises off and our daughters' breasts off. And they cut the girls' forearms off and create big, giant, rotting penises with a plastic tube in it. How the hell do you even come up with that? We got videos of the surgeries. People don't even believe when I say it. They cut the meat and the skin off the forearm, remove almost all the muscles where one hand doesn't even work anymore, and then it doesn't even have feeling in it, and then they create, it's always giant because they want to cut as much from the girl's arm as they can just to make it obscene, and they have a little piece of plastic tubing as the urea, and then they put a plastic tube into your bladder, and then they have a rotting, they almost always fall off in like a few months. People are so freaked out they commit suicide. They go, oh, you were mean to the trans people. That's why they committed suicide. No, you cut their breast off and cut their arm off and made a big rotting thing that hangs off. I mean, again, these are demons, people. These are psychotics. Yeah, right now we're showing you men to women, which they're not. All right, let's stop. I'm talking about the women to men thing is really Hellraiser. And of course, the new Hellraiser is about that, where they actually do that. They do the real, you know, surgeries on it where the demon tortures people to death in the surgeries they actually do in real life. I used to liken it to Hellraiser. I haven't seen Hellraiser since I was a teenager, and the crew goes, you know, there's a new Hellraiser out where that actually, the trans demon goes around and does that. All right, I'm going to stop getting into the martial law stuff. It's just unbelievable. So I mentioned the clips. Let me go over the articles. Let me go over the clips. Here they are. Clip 14. Introducing the coup like it's no big deal. Here it is.
On discussions at the Pentagon. I don't know at what level this is. It just seems like it's informal discussions. I guess it's understandable they would have those discussions. It also, Scott, is it?
Look, I don't like this because what's Donald Trump supposed to think? You know, he's sitting down there. He's a president-elect. And now he's got to read the newspaper tonight that the unelected bureaucracy of the federal government is having meetings at some level about how to thwart or countermand the commander-in-chief. I don't care if it's at the Pentagon or at the HUD or Ag Department. It doesn't matter. The unelected bureaucracy of this government answers to the civilian and duly elected leadership that we just did. And well, if you were in his shoes and you just won the popular vote with a clear mandate, and now you got to read that these unelected bureaucrats are plotting against you? What would you think? If
but
they
I
have
think
problems,
there's a reason
if
for
they,
that,
let
though.
Me finish. If they have problems, they should not have meetings that then leak to the press. If they have ideas or things, they should call the president's office and say, hey, we'd like to have some discussions for planning purposes. But secret meetings that leak? Terrible way to get off to a start with the new administration.
Well, I agree that that's maybe not the best way to do it. However, Trump has set them up to be in this situation where they think that he's coming after them.
No, they've set themselves up, and the media has said that. And again, I have the full transcript of the segment. I've been able to find the video. We're going to try to find it. But they're talking about it first, Van Jones and all of them. Oh, the military's got to stop him. And then I've got, again, Rachel Maddow and MSNBC saying all of that. So that's what they're doing. But just to remind you, here's Milley. Treason. General Mark Milley hid nuke codes from Trump, held secret calls with the Chinese defense officials, then surrendered to Taliban and armed them with $80 billion in U.S. weapons. Here's the next clip. Harris advisor Jamal Simmons actually says the meme line on CNN, advocating for Joe Biden to resign the presidency so Kamala can become the first female president for a matter of weeks. Good riddance to these idiots. Yeah, it's a lot bigger than that. Then I mentioned this. Here's the video. MSNBC's Maddow calls on military, media, and millions of Americans to defy Trump administration and to be pirates and attack people. Played the clip several times last week. Oh, and then it's this. New York State has found a legal loophole that would force Trump to serve a prison sentence for the entire 4 years of his presidency. Keep in mind, Trump is sentenced November 26th. This is before he's sworn into office, and even that cannot be pardoned from the state case. So they're creating a constitutional crisis if he refuses to turn himself into prison. And then if he does turn himself into prison, he says he will because he knows how it'll backfire. Then they'll either kill him in prison or launch the race attacks and the civil war while he's in, and then Kamala just takes over. So we're going to go over all that in a moment. But that's how serious all of this is. Here's the clip, and they're now everywhere saying this, of make her president so that she can be in office before Trump comes in. Yeah, right. Here it is.
He is looking for. That is my question. I'll start with you.
Joe Biden's been a phenomenal president. He's lived up to so many of the promises he's made. There's one promise left that he could fulfill, being a transitional figure. He could resign the presidency in the next 30 days. Make Kamala Harris the president of the United States.
Whoa.
It would absolve
her wow.
from being able to, from having to oversee the January 6th transition, right, of her own defeat. And it would make sure that it would dominate the news at a point where Democrats have to learn drama and transparency and doing things that the public want to see is the time. This is the moment for us to change the entire perspective of how Democrats
okay,
operate.
This has now jumped from an internet meme to a Sunday morning show.
Jamal's out here right now in the season of House of Cards.
I thought you were going to say, what about the Supreme Court? That's also out there.
Well, the Supreme Court might happen. I don't know if it will, but I think this is something that's...
Notice he said, this is Democrats being different. No, they installed her as the candidate, as the nominee. No, no. Oh, the public wants to see transparency, where you transparently have a coup. So, total gaslighting. He read that off a script. That is so dangerous. And then you've got blue wall governors about to defy Trump amid power transition. I've got Politico in here where stay behind groups are going to block Trump in the government. But the big one is the sentencing in New York coming up. And they were saying Donald Trump may never be sentenced to his 34 convictions. Here's why. Judge to decide whether Trump's hush money conviction can stand. Trump's New York sentencing still could happen even after election victory. Trump's New York case. CNN legal analyst tells Jim Acosta, 50-50 chance Trump gets prison sentence days from now. We'll talk with Roger Stone about this and more. But they're arrogant, they're desperate, they're crazy. Very good chance they go ahead with all of this. All right, we're going to go to break. We're going to come back with Roger Stone and more. I want to show you some B-roll of something that's at thealexjonesstore.com. It's limited edition that is a fundraiser. So when you get it, we get some real funds in. And that is three different limited edition Alex Jones InfoWars posters. You guys just roll B-roll of the ads. We can show that. And one is red on black, InfoWars. One is white on black, InfoWars. With different statements, InfoWars lives forever. The answer, you know, to their tyranny is continuing the fight. The other is white InfoWars on black, the InfoWars logo, and it says 1776 worldwide, 2024. And when you get those posters at the alexjonesstore.com, they have a good markup on them. You know, the posters are high quality, but sent to you and the packaging costs like $7. So we get real money in for the satellites and the servers and the crew and the equipment and the legal and the ongoing fight. So it's just like on NPR that gets taxpayer money, but also does fundraisers constantly, where they have a coffee mug. You give $100, you get a $6 coffee mug. You're not doing it for the coffee mug. It's just a little memento that you supported. Or you get a t-shirt that costs $15 for $100, or you get luggage that costs $300 for a $1,000 donation. It's the same thing there. This is a fundraiser item, so we get real funds in. So if you really want to support and have something great to hang in your office or house, there's three different designs. One is a Alex Jones Star Wars S type design. Then that's what I'm asking you to do. We need these funds. This is a critical time for us to stay on air. You kept us on air so long. This fight has been insane. I know the economy's crazy, but we're the place to bet on. We ask you to budget your valuable funds, your precious funds, to us on this and to help save the country and defend Trump and defend this win. It's critical we stay on air. Go to the alexjonesstore.com, get great supplements, some of the best out there, and get these limited edition posters. If we're able to sell the limited number we made of each, because that's what we printed up, it's the target we need. If we sell out of these, we'll be good for a few months at least, and I won't have to harp. But right now, we don't have the funds we need. We're almost there, but I need your support. Take action now. History's here. Victory is all about action. All the new Trump One gear is in. There's the Alex Jones Lost Tapes special edition. It's all there at the alexjonesstore.com. We'll be right back with hour number two. Stay with us.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Def-
defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Roger Stone is joining us in about 6 minutes. We take a little break and then join hundreds of stations that join us at six after to break down the big win, what it means, how the enemy's going to strike back. Right now is the most critical information. We can't rest on our laurels. I know this audience tunes in because you care, you're informed, you understand how important your actions are and how important spreading the word is. But just for new listeners, you know, we've won a big battle, but now we're about to win the war. I want to play some powerful clips here just in this little segment. The first thing I want to play is a lady pointing out that the left all claimed they were going to leave the country. Everybody she lists did, but they didn't. Now they're saying they're not going to leave, like Michael Cohen and George Clooney and all these losers. I want to play that clip. Here it is.
You know what? I'm getting pissed off. It's been 72 hours since Trump been elected, and we are not getting what we voted for. We're not. And I'm pissed about it. I'm pissed because I could have sworn that these celebrities and these women on The View and all these places said that if we voted Trump in, that they was going to leave the country. And now I saw that the View, they showing up in black dresses just to mourn the president election, Trump being elected. That is not what y'all promised us. Y'all said that if we voted for Trump, that they will leave the country, and y'all ain't boarded a plane yet. And I'm getting frustrated. Trump, you gotta do something about this, because I thought our vote was gonna count. We did vote for that. That's what they not understanding. We voted for y'all to leave the country. And I thought that I would be seeing airlines being, filled up. Tickets will be hard to get because all the celebrities, all of Hollywood, all of these politicians, these journalists that said that if you get elected, that they was going to board the plane and leave. I can't no more. You know, our vote ain't counting already, y'all. I guess maybe I'll give them another week, but you know, time is ticking. Get on the plane. All right.
That's hilarious. Yeah, they're all complete liars. The moment I heard all of them say they'd leave, of course, you know they won't leave. They want us to leave. They want to turn America into something different. So Harry Sisson and all these other globalists are calling themselves the resistance. They're claiming that Trump's hurting all these women and stuff. It's all made up, and they're paid by the DNC to say this crap to low-information voters. Here's one of the most hilarious people ever to have a Habsburg jaw, Harry Sisson. And then the great Roger Stone's coming on to War Game, what's coming next. He's the guy that predicted they try to make her president at the end of the Biden administration, and now it's being proposed. We'll break it all down straight ahead, but here is the Habsburg jaw.
Here's the good news about the 2024 presidential election, and there's not much. We're all very sad right now. We're all very disappointed. We're all very shocked. But there's one piece of good news that I can think about right now, and it's that the resistance continues. The resistance against Donald Trump and their awful Republican policy continues. The Republicans have this idea in their head right now that you, me, and everybody else are just going to lay down. We've given up. We're not doing it anymore. Wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong. We're still here. We're still fighting. We mourn for a week. We get our thoughts together. We recalibrate. And we get back out there. Like, if Republicans think that women, people of color, members of the LGBTQ plus community are just going to sit down and let them do their thing? No. Sorry. Not happening. And here's the thing. I know for a fact that if Donald Trump tries to hurt the American people, make our lives harder, we will give him hell. We will make his presidency impossible if he tries to pass policy and legislation that takes rights away from people. I know you want to be part of that. I want to be part of that. And we're going to do it together. So let's not lie down. Let's get back in the game. Man, I'm so hyped up and excited. Let's do this together, man.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Believe, and I will always say in public that Alex Jones is the most extraordinary person I've ever met.
I'll tell you, that f***ing guy is right about a lot of shit.
Alex Jones has been right a lot of times.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
Fluoride, just like Alex Jones was saying, not good. It's crazy.
The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock.
AlexJones.network is tomorrow's news today.
InfoWars can be shut down in just a few weeks. But regardless, the fight continues at AJN Live on X, the Alex Jones Network. If the globalists think they're going to shut us down, they've got another thing coming. The Second American Revolution continues on at AJN Live. Follow me there now for news updates and critical intel as we restore our republic.
In 2016, we secured a populist beachhead in the federal government and the Republican Party. Trump was then kept off balance, did a lot of good things, but was like a lion being attacked by 50 hyenas. And they staged a coup in 2020 and stole the election. But his landslide was so big, and they had such good lawyers and experts on the ground, we caught them in the open steel and were able to mitigate it. And he won the popular vote and, of course, the Electoral College. A serious mandate. Now, as I predicted, they have the Pentagon in secret meetings being reported by CNN to protect us from Trump when he's planning to do with the military. 8 months ago, Senator Blumenthal introduced legislation that once he is president, he stripped the power of the presidency over the military. That's a legislative coup. It hasn't passed. But they will need pretext for that. False flags against blacks or Hispanics that they say are coming as the way to try to drive him from office or keep him from getting an office. And it would help if Kamala is the president as a gimmick with Biden in the next 70 days before Trump gets in, so that that would look more legitimate and that they would use the power of the executive to carry out a coup, not just a soft coup installing her as the nominee, but expand it to an open Venezuelan-style coup over America. They've already done so much, they're totally cornered. Now, one man predicted in the last 2 years, over and over again, that they would try to have Biden step down at some point and that she would be the nominee. It happened. He also predicted that he'd be basically disappeared. Medical emergency, had it in Vegas, 8 days disappears, former resignation letter. That was the coup, putting her in as the nominee. Now they want to continue the coup. We're under their coup for another 70 days until January 20th, 2025, in 70 days. And now, just as he predicted, he said they will also will go further right before the election or even after. I wish I had like three people just to be archivists to go pull this up, but listeners and viewers saw it. Somebody on X will find it. Go find it and put these clips together. Take this live show, get a clip, put it together with Roger, because it's big, that they might even do it once Trump is president-elect. And now they're proposing it. And I played those clips last hour. So this is a big deal. We also have, we'll hit that first, something that's such a good news and really shows Trump is not the same as he was 8 years ago. He really is awake, and he's got good people around him that are advising him. And it's a lot of them, so they can't target them all and try to put them in jail like General Flynn and Roger Stone, who were advising him, and myself warning people, so they tried to shut us down. And we're now seeing the aftermath of that. We could be shut down Wednesday. That we need to keep bad guys out of the cabinet and out of any serious positions. And that's really securing the victory once it gets in. So we have to get him elected. We have to get him inaugurated. Then we got to get the good people in. And then he's got a lot to do to get the economy, the border stabilized, stop the deep state, stop the wars, all of it. So that's where we are, winning the biggest battles in American history for freedom in modern times. Now we've got to secure that, and it's so critical that the internet trended top everywhere, Pompeo, no Pompeo, and it was Roger early in the week and myself hammering they're going to try to bring forward Haley and Pompeo, and that's the litmus test to get Trump in the position to understand who to put in and who not to, and Pompeo was shot down. Trump put out on X yesterday, we have a statement. We'll be reading it. We'll be playing clips that were given to Trump that really made him make the decision to publicly say, no, they won't be part of my administration. So a lot of exciting things to happen, a lot of other angles. Roger's only with us for another 20 minutes. StoneZone.com, former top advisor to President Trump. Roger, let's tackle what I first covered and then the big good news on Pompeo and Haley.
Alex, you know, I picked up a cold in Madison Square Garden because, you know, like you, I love to mixed with the Patriots and talked to our supporters. And so, and then last night I went out drinking and celebrating with my friend Anthony Constantino from StickerMule.com. Had a little too much to drink, had a few too many cigars. So if I'm stifling a cough today on your show, I apologize for it in advance. But I couldn't not show on a great day like today. The House of Representatives still undecided. Communist congressman from Maryland, Jamie Raskin's already announced that if they do get a majority, they will seek not to certify Donald Trump's overwhelming mandate from this Tuesday's election. So America still hangs in the balance. But first, a tribute to Donald Trump, because imagine the pressure on any given day, Alex, of knowing that in the next 24 to 48 hours, you will know whether you're going to have an opportunity to go down as one of our greatest presidents with Washington, with Lincoln, with Jefferson, with Reagan, or you're going to be stripped of everything you own, your reputation will be destroyed, and you will die in a dank federal prison sentence. Think about the press, the stress of that moment. You know, for 2 years, I told the producers at Piers Morgan that I would not go on because I thought he sandbagged Donald Trump in an interview, and I didn't like it. But then I decided after this great victory to go back on. To his credit, Piers was quite professional about the interview, and I was glad I did it. But here's what I said. Donald Trump is a lion. They have underestimated this man's strength, his courage, his stamina, his ability to compartmentalize his problems. No one else could have run this gauntlet. It wasn't just winning an election. They were trying to bankrupt him. They were trying to throw him in prison. All the while, he's trying to run a campaign for president of the United States, and he didn't win a narrow victory. He and we, the American people, won a sweeping mandate, making deep inroads into these traditional Democrat voting groups, African Americans, Hispanic Americans, Native Americans. You got 64% of the vote of Native Americans. This is not just a victory. This is a mandate. This is a testimony to this man's testicular fortitude and his strength. And I just stand in awe of him even yet today, and I've known him for 45 years. When Kamala Harris says, oh, you know, we're gonna peacefully transfer power and don't be put to sleep, folks. These people are evil. They right now, wherever they are, Barack Obama and his minions are cooking up their next diabolical plan to try to undo the will of the American people. So we cannot let our guard down even for a second. Harry Sisson, that guy weighs 125 pounds wet. I thought he was threatening us there. I don't like the threat of violence, Alex. I'm against violence. I didn't like that. But, I mean, that guy's a twerp. I just have to say it. In any event, you put your finger on something very important, which is this is not the Donald Trump of 2016. This is not the guy who went to Washington coming from the business world and thought, well, it's Republicans and Democrats. That's the divide. The Democrats are, yeah, they may be communists now, but they're against me. All the Republicans will have my back. He doesn't think that anymore at all. He is awakened to what's really going on. And just talk about citizen action. You and I both read that he was considering a return of Mike Pompeo, who served him as the CIA director. Now, just to remind people, it was Pompeo who convinced Trump not to release the JFK assassination records when he had the opportunity to do that. Trump released about 80% of them, but at Pompeo's insistence, he held them back. What has Trump said? Soon as he's president, he's releasing all of it, finally, so the American people can learn the truth. And you called me and said, I don't like this. This guy Pompeo, they're talking about him being in a top job, maybe back at defense or state. We got to do something about this. And you said to me, you know, I recall a video in which he was defending Jack Smith, the special counsel, and he was legitimizing the phony documents case against Donald Trump, saying, oh, no, if he had classified documents, that's OK. You got me that video. I put up a Substack piece. I made sure that the president saw that video. I know that Tulsi Gabbard personally showed it to him. What happens the very next day? Donald Trump, standing tall, says, you know, I appreciate their prior public service, Mike Pompeo, Nikki Haley, the other globalists, but they will not be joining this administration. So I have high hopes that the president is going to formulate a team of loyalists, not just people who are qualified and competent. Yes, those are requirements, but people who support the America First agenda, people who understand that they weren't elected president. Donald Trump was elected president. And whether you're his chief of staff, and I think Susie Wiles is one of the most able women I have ever met. I defended her through this entire campaign. No, she's not in the World Economic Forum. No, she never represented Pfizer. Those were lies. She's been an outsider her entire life.
Well, the proof's in the pudding. Everybody says she did an incredible job. She helped quarterback, keep the bad guys away, made sure all the lawyers went out and stopped the fraud. She's a hero.
She is a hero. And look, her whole life. Let's just look at her life. When she had a choice between Ronald Reagan and George Bush, where'd she go? Ronald Reagan. When she had a choice between Jack Kemp and George Bush, where'd she go? Jack Kemp. When she had a choice of Marco Rubio or Jeb Bush or Donald Trump, she ran the campaign that saved Florida for Donald Trump in 2016. She is one of the most capable people I know. She's the first person who turned me on to the way that the big food companies are poisoning us. She's the one who told me to read Callie Mean's amazing book that made me change my diet.
Okay, so the point is she's good. Trump's got good people. This Pompeo thing and Haley thing shows he's sitting on all cylinders. Since we mentioned it, here are the two clips that sunk Pompeo, who Trump didn't know about this. He had him at a rally, you know, just a few days before. I flipped out. Called Roger. Roger said, there's really a clip of that? I said, yeah. We found even more clips. He got it to Gabbard. We got it to Trump. That's how we get stuff done. And it shows that Trump, you know, doesn't know everything, folks. He doesn't get these bad guys close to him, 3D chess. It's because he hasn't been warned. We are warning him. Let's go ahead and play the clip that sunk Pompeo.
On what Donald Trump is facing, and is it right to charge him?
Brian, good morning. Great to be with you. Two things I think are both true at this point. First, if the allegations are true, and there's lots of indications that they are, President Trump had classified documents where he shouldn't have had them. And then when given the opportunity to return them, he chose not to do that for whatever reason. That's just, Brian, you talked about me having classified documents. I handled thousands and thousands of them over my time in Congress and then as a CIA director and Secretary of State. I suppose we can all make mistakes and get them to the wrong place, but when somebody identifies that, you got to turn them in. And so that's inconsistent with protecting America's soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines. And if the allegations are true, some of these were pretty serious, important documents. And so that's wrong.
When I was a cadet, what's the cadet motto at West Point? You will not lie, cheat, or steal, or tolerate those who do. I was the CIA director. We lied, we cheated, we stole. It was like, we had entire training courses. It reminds you of the glory of the American experiment.
Well, I tell you, for those that don't know, under federal law, the president can have any documents he wants. He can declassify anything he wants. That's cut and dried, known, all fraud by Jack Smith and the rest of them. The case totally fell apart. It was all lies. And then on top of that, we have the fact that Biden has all these documents from being vice president. That is illegal. So that guy is a rat piece of filth. Aren't you glad he's gone?
Yeah, I mean, Alex, this is very clear. When Bill Clinton had classified documents he was keeping in his sock drawer, Judge Amy Berman Jackson, who was the judge in my case, also Paul Manafort's case, she said that was perfectly all right. He could do whatever he wanted with the documents. He was a former president. So they tried to use a double standard.
That's why former presidents take any documents they want and put them in their presidential libraries.
Yeah, it's under the Presidential Records Act. Look, here's the thing about Donald Trump. I've known him 45 years. And he never said to me, okay, now that I have this, he just does the right thing. If you get Donald Trump the right information, if you tell him the full truth, he will always come to the right decision. I believe that when he saw the reaction to his supporters and he saw these videos online and he saw the input from patriots saying, no, this guy Pompeo, who, by the way, wanted to assassinate Julian Assange inside the embassy. It's a great story at yahoo.com, documents all of it, written by a guy I don't like. But I think he's got the facts here.
No, I mean, it's declassified. It came out. He tried to kill Julian Assange.
So the idea that we would kill a journalist because they published classified documents? Well, there are dozens of journalists at the New York Times and the Washington Post. They got Pulitzer Prizes for doing that. Maybe they haven't heard of the Pentagon Papers case. Remember that, when all the documents about how the Vietnam War started and all the lies that they told the
American people. No, I totally agree. Shifting gears, you got limited time. I can keep you for an hour, but you got to go, Roger. We only got 6 minutes left. Let me ask you this. Obviously, they got the Pentagon cooking stuff up. That even CNN admitted that, to block Trump, more treason. You've got them floating Kamala being brought in to be the president the last 70 days. I mean, I'm really concerned about, they're not going to give up. They're not going to go quiet. They're already saying they're not going to, as you mentioned earlier, certify him if they win the House. It looks like we've got the House, got the Senate, got the trifecta. Can you speak to the danger and how you think they're going to come at us? Because we know they're not going to give up. But if we spotlight this, we can be ahead of them.
Well, let's talk about the most dangerous thing. My greatest fear remains that they will try to kill him. Oh, Stone, you're a conspiracy theorist. Really? They've already tried to kill him twice that we know of. And we still don't have the answers, very much like the Kennedy assassination. Oh, it's a lone nut, 20 years old, acting all by himself. Let's hose down the roof of the building he shot from to make sure we can't get his DNA. No explanation about how the state, local, and federal authorities knew this guy was there, saw him using a rangefinder, but nobody took him out. Even when the government counter-sniper has him in his sights, instead of killing him, he waits until the guy gets off 8 shots, then he kills him. What was that all about? So I still don't think we've learned all of the truth, but this is about the future. I urge your listeners to please join me every night, every morning, to pray for the safety of President Donald Trump and his family. The man is courageous. I hope he takes no unnecessary risks, but I really do believe that he wears the armor of God. I really do believe that he was anointed for this moment. Kim Clement, the famous Christian prophet, you know what he said? Trump will serve 2 terms. He never said two consecutive terms. He said two terms. And here he's been proven right yet again. So I don't know what nefarious plot they have come up with. I've seen the outlines of MSNBC saying that trying to revive the whole Russian collusion.
I mean, no. Maddow said you have the military rise up against him. So did Carville. Carville said have an uprising. They're not.
Yeah, if I said that about Joe Biden or Kamala Harris, the FBI be at the front door again. So no, this is a very dangerous period, and I hope the president will take every precaution because they see not only is he back, but he's back with the knowledge of what these people have done and what they seek to do. And he understands that this isn't just a Republican-Democrat political fight. This is a fight between dark and light, between good and evil, between the godly and the godless. And he has been anointed for this exact time. He is, as I always thought he would be, precisely the right man with the courage and the guts and the stamina to fight for America. He's going to restore us. Alex, we're going into a golden age. This is going to be a golden age of peace and prosperity and security and opportunity for the American people. And they said, you can't deport these illegals. Watch this. Starting with those with criminal records. Watch this. Just as Eisenhower deported 1.3 million illegals, Donald Trump is going to take these people who were allowed to flood into our country illegally. He's going to start with the criminals and those with criminal records, but he's going to clean out these criminals and those who have come into this country illegally who don't wish us well. This is going to be the greatest presidency ever. Or I predict when he's over, he's going to be up there with Washington and Jefferson and Lincoln and Teddy Roosevelt and Ronald Reagan, who they try constantly to denigrate, and Dwight Eisenhower, who was a great, great president. Because he wasn't flashy, he gets underrated. He's going to be one of the greatest presidents in American history. And I just ask all your listeners, please join me in prayer.
Absolutely.
Because nothing is more important than that.
Roger, in closing, minute and a half left. How is the big guy? Because you were at Mar-a-Lago. Mickey Willis called me, sitting right there with Trump, Elon Musk, and Dana White. But you've talked to him a lot. So how is Trump feeling right now?
I saw him Friday night. I was with Tulsi Gabbard. We had dinner together at Mar-a-Lago. And he could not have been more effusive. He could not have been warmer. He's relieved, but he's elated. He's not thinking about revenge. He's thinking about how to make America great again. He looks a little tired, but who wouldn't be after the Herculean effort that he put into the final days of this campaign? But he also looks 10 years younger, relieved of this stress. I just got to tell you, he was in a great mood. It was great to see him there. I didn't get to talk to Elon, but I saw him. Grateful to him for having my voice back on X. By the way, I'm Roger J. Stone Jr., Roger J. Stone Jr. on X. You can follow me there. Alex, it's a great day for America. It's a new day for America. I want to thank you for the important role that you and InfoWars have played as arbiters of the truth, folks, right here on InfoWars.
God bless you, Roger. We're going to be shut down in 3 days, but InfoWars lives forever. We'll be right back on the air. People support us. Roger, we'll talk to you soon. God bless.
God bless you, and thanks for having me.
All right, I got 30 minutes left and a ton of news straight ahead, and then Chase Geyser comes in at 6 p.m. Central for Sunday Night Live. Stay with us.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place and cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality.
Facing it is our only chance to turn this around. Because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
The Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt is available at thealexjonesstore.com. This exclusive limited edition T-shirt is your chance to stand with Alex Jones and support the ongoing fight for free speech. Featuring the bold red InfoWars logo prominently displayed on the front, this shirt is more than just a piece of apparel. It's a statement of solidarity. Crafted from high-quality materials, the shirt also features the InfoWars.com website and an American flag on the sleeve, symbolizing the fight to keep independent voices on the air. Every purchase of this T-shirt goes directly to ensuring that no matter what obstacles arise, Alex Jones will continue to broadcast the truth. Wearing this shirt means you're part of the mission to protect free speech and keep Alex Jones broadcasting. Get yours now before this limited edition sells out and wear it proudly as a defender of the truth. Visit thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Save Alex Jones Broadcast Limited Edition Fundraiser T-shirt now. Get yours now.
I don't fight tyranny because I hate the tyrants. Oh, I do hate them. I do it because I love the people behind me I'm defending. I don't know how all this is going to end.
But if you want to fight, you better believe you got one.
I've been holding back my real capabilities. I'm just ashamed of it. It's a little scary. I have decided and am just now accessing the genetic memory codes to release my full potential against the New World Order. Good luck, globalist. Because if you thought Alex Jones was a problem before, I want you to throw everything you've got at. Whatever you think it is you need to do.
As you know, I am fighting the deep state to keep my broadcast on air. But if you simply support my sponsors, we will stay on the air one way or another. So I thank you for your past support. But I try to make it easy for you to support our sponsors by bringing you the very best products. This product, Optimal Human, is simply game-changing. Now, as you know, green superfoods for decades have been all the rage because they really work and because you absorb things better in the gut. And there's a lot of great ones out there. But ladies and gentlemen, Optimal Human has the highest quality ingredients, 90 plus ingredients. It does amazing things. I've been taking it for months and I want you to get it. And understand this, its leading competitor is amazing and I've been using it and love it. But this has the same ingredients and even more and is stronger and it's the same serving amount, but for a lower price. So the leading competitor, everybody knows their name. It starts with A and ends with G. This is amazing. Go to thealexjonesstore.com and get Optimal Human.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we've had some big fish to fry here in the last few weeks, and we're still getting ahead of the enemy, exposing their coup plans, how to stop them. You heard Roger, our victory still hangs by a thread. They're still going to try to not certify the election. The House races are not closed yet. It looks like we're going to maintain the House, but if they get the House, they're not going to certify the Trump win. The Supreme Court will have to step in. But that's not what I think is the main threat. It's a major false flag blamed on Trump supporters. That's obviously their next move. Or a major cyber attack, power outage, something big. And they want to get Harris into the presidency beforehand, so it looks legitimate if they kill Trump and Vance to get her in place. And so we're here talking about it to get way ahead of it right now and getting people to understand how wicked and desperate our enemies are. Now, we've had some big fish to fry, as I said, but we're 2 days, 8 hours, 25 minutes, 30 seconds from the potential shutdown of InfoWars. Now, I've not made a big deal about this because, again, we're trying to save the country and taking on, you know, the Death Star. And we just blew up the Death Star Tuesday night. But the empire's still out there, so they're not done yet. But we just had the big victory. That said, to continue to be there for Trump and for America and for the world and to say the hardcore stuff and to say it first with the proof so everybody else picks up what we're saying. I mean, Elon Musk has become Alex Jones. Tucker Carlson has become Alex Jones. Joe Rogan has become Alex Jones. And they are on record listening to me, and I know what I'm talking about. So do my guests. So we have important work to do. Without going into all the details, it would just burn time, and I got more news I want to hit. It is expensive to have legal battles with the deep state and the Democrats, and I hope once Trump gets in, those lessen up once we roll up the deep state, but I'm not counting on it. But it takes a lot of money to keep fighting, and we're starting to win in court, so I don't hear about anything in court. We've done a lot of actions against them you don't hear about, and my lawyers have said till it hits the news, don't even talk about it, but we filed a bunch of counter stuff 3 weeks ago. Violating my constitutional rights, conspiracy to violate rights, stuff you heard the Trump lawyer a few days ago saying if Letitia James and Soros keep going after Trump, violating his rights, they're going to put her fat ass in prison. In fact, did we find that clip again? I'm going to play that in a moment because I don't like to just say something like that and then not play it, even though I played it twice last week. But a lot of folks are tuning in now that didn't see it. Yeah. So it's very simple. I need funds to fight the globalist. And if you go to our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, and get incredible supplements like the ultimate CMOS, Irish CMOS is the superfood, full of the best organic iodine, so good for the whole body, all these other key vitamins and minerals, the way it goes together, the way the molecules are activated in CMOS, it just does libido, stamina, energy, immune system, clarity, heart health, cardiovascular. It's just insane. That's great. Get that. The Hydra Force is really good, all natural, tastes great. Electrolytes with the vitamins and minerals. So it's like vitamin mineral fusion with electrolytes. That's great. But the problem is, and you know, it's a sponsor, they make the decisions that when they're giving it for 55% off when you get three bottles and 40% off for one, you know, there's not a lot of margin in those, and we're selling a ton of it. And the t-shirts cost $15 on average for them to make. The XXXLs, you know, XLs are, you know, more like up to $17. Then we sell them for $30, you know, there's some money, but the sponsor gets theirs and then we get ours. It's a little piece of it. So when you buy a t-shirt for $30, I did the numbers. We get like to fund the operation, you know, after everything, like, you know, $6-$7. I'm not bitching. That's great. But when you go to the alexjonesstore.com, I came up with this a few weeks ago. I go, let's do limited edition posters so it costs us, you know, $6-$7. I mean, the tube and stuff it comes in, you know, costs as much as the poster, but it's a beautiful, glossy, thick poster. It's nice. There's three different designs. One's an Alex Jones Star Wars, you know, thing, fun for your den or for your game room or whatever. And then there's for your office. I mean, I'm going to hang this up. In fact, I've got mine. I just got to get it framed. Well, I did frame it. It's right here. I'll show it to you in a moment. Two different designs. The classic InfoWars red on black with my signature, 1776 worldwide 2024. And then white on black, very handsome posters, very striking. InfoWars lives forever with my signature. Those are $50. So we get some real money in here. And so we can, you know, look at that and go, okay, we got some cash here. So if you want to basically make a donation, it's what it is. That's the thing to get if you really want to boost us. One of those posters or all three. And I shot some B-roll of the posters that we can put on screen for you. Friday when I was live on air, so you could see them, but I've got them right here. I mean, these are really, really nice. There's the Star Wars-esque one. And then there's this one. That's the white one. And the Star Wars one's the most popular. And I like it, but I personally like this. I like the red on black. That's striking. That's a piece of history. We are in a real fight here, ladies and gentlemen, and it takes money to win a war. So we need your help. We're at a critical point. We've proven ourselves. I don't back down. I've risked my life doing this. My co-host has gone to prison. Thank God Trump got in. Now we got to protect him. But we need to be there while he's president-elect and president. I have a responsibility to do this. People say, well, now that you're back on X, you know, why don't you just do a show out of your house? We are 50 times more effective because of the crew, the writers, the editors, the researchers, the reporters. We dominate as a news agency with a very small crew, reaching, you know, 10 times now what CNN does. And we create the research and the documents that everybody else picks up, not just listeners, but other talk show hosts. And that's admitted. That's why they hate me. Because, you know, Rogan's doing a great job, everybody else is, but nobody's really doing what we're doing every day. And I know Tucker's moving into that position to NutTap News, as well as his podcast, and they do documentaries, and they're going to move into this as well. Great. So we're the best there is, and we're the best house in a bad neighborhood. And, I mean, I need funds. And, look, if somebody wants to go to alexjones.live, that's a URL that has the shopping carts and a Vimeo donation and where you can click through to subscribe, be a subscriber to my ex. It's free, but if you want to be a subscriber and help, be a booster. And if you want to make a Bitcoin donation, small or large, go to alexjones.live. But I'm fighting for you, and we're effective battling the globalists. So if you want to cut inflation and have sovereignty and control the borders and stop World War III, it'll be easy. Just go to alexjones.live. That's a subpage of alexjones.network. Alexjones.network subpage goes right to alexjones.live. But if you want to get great products, go to thealexjonesstore.com. And everybody that is going there, everybody that's been there, and I thank you, should be a VIP member. $30 a month, you get $40 to spend in the store. If you're going to be going to the store, you make money. Everybody that goes there should be a member. TheAlexJonesStore.com/VIP. There's a big link, big red link at the top of the Alex Jones Store, if you missed it, to the VIP section. And then you form a relationship. You can cancel any time. You get $40 each month to spend. And you love the products, and then you'll want to get more. We want a relationship with you. So that way, it's an easy way for $30 a month to put the ring on. Divorce us anytime if you want. Bad analogy, but you know what I mean. Where you just one click and you're no longer, you know, a subscriber. You're not obligated. It's month to month. But then that way you get the $40. You get reminded. You get emails. Oh, hey, there's new products. Yeah, I want to support the InfoWar. So commit to us. I'm asking you to commit to your future. I'll never sell out, never back down. I'll never give in, but I could give out. I'm in your hands. All the new great Trump One gears, really cool. Great ball caps, great T-shirts, great hoodies. It's all there. And if you really want to support us, get this T-shirt I'm wearing, the classic red on navy blue with the American flag on the right shoulder, InfoWars, the classic shirt. It's $50 or $49.99. And you'll notice it's more than the other shirts because it's people that want to do more, that really want to make sure we get some real funds in here. So thealexjonesstore.com/VIP, and these are made in Arkansas. There's a lot of other cool stuff getting out of the site. People that are VIP members get bigger discounts on top of it. You get special offers, all sorts of stuff. I mean, if you're a member, you get the Alex Jones Lost Tapes, over 20,000 segments, over 2,000 shows from 2000 to 2008 that no one had that were lost. Chase Geyser was ferrying around, found an archive, got them, digitized them, put them in one spot. You're a VIP member. Boom. Here's the link. Download it free. All sorts of stuff like that for folks that are VIP members. And everything we've done here is because of you. We can't do this without you. It's really that simple. And I humbly thank you for everything you've done in the past. And I ask you now to look at all the groups and organizations you can support. Because I get it, the economy's in the crapper. And say, you know what? Stuff's tough, but these are great products. I'm going to support Alex Jones and his crew. They've supported me. I mean, just on the poison shot stuff, we were instrumental with our guests, everything we did, stopping that, exposing that. And now Bill Gates has been criminally charged in the Netherlands and India, and he's begging Trump to let him in. That'll never happen. He got, you know, caught secretly backing Kamala. I mean, our best days are yet to come. And look, Elon Musk won the election. Now he's turning his attention to Pfizer and the shot. I'll show you that in a minute, and exposing that the shot's deadly. I mean, he is hardcore. He is on our side. He was the game changer and just devastated the enemy. And all I've got is praise for him. He's really proved himself. And thank God for Elon Musk. So we'll get to that. Hell, I'll do it right now. But I'm done plugging. I don't need these big, giant, fancy studios. I mean, these aren't that expensive. They take time and energy to put together. But I did it to have a newsroom so that, like, we did election night, and Owen was in there calling it totally badass. And we announced the election before anybody else. In fact, guys, remind me to do that. I thought I sent it to you, but I think I did, but I never saw it on my list. I did send it to you. Joe Rogan came out Thursday. I saw the clip Friday in the Theo Vaughn interview, and he talked to Dana White, who was there at Mar-a-Lago with Trump at his table, and Elon, and he said Elon pulled out an app and said 2 hours before it was announced, Trump's the winner, I'm going to bed. Or I'm going to go do something else. I'm leaving because Elon doesn't waste time. And people spun it and said, oh, my God, Elon uses satellites to break in and steal it and all this crap with no proof because they don't even know what he was looking at. Yeah, the app is called, and there's a bunch of them, Projections. Because I know. Owen is a app. He's got a brain and a calculator. We announced over 2 hours before he was the winner, before anybody else, because when Pennsylvania and Georgia and other states were at 95% or more of the votes counted, and it's trending up for Trump to win those states, you can do the calculation and see that Harris isn't going to jump from 40-something percent of the vote to 60 or whatever she would need, depending on the number, to make up that gap. So unless there was massive fraud and they said, we're closing for the night, we're not tabulating like 2020, and then they go magically bring in stuff, and then, you know, 80% of the ballots are for Kamala, like you saw in the graphs where Trump's here and Biden's here, and then they close the tabulation but really keep going, and then bloop, it goes up. They couldn't do that because people were there and watching. They tried to bring in the trucks full of them. They openly showed it, but they're like, oh, God, the cops are here. The media's here. We can't do it because we were watching. And so that's how we did that, because with 95, 96% reporting in Georgia, in Pennsylvania, and other key states, we said, Owen said, we got to put this together in a report because it's very newsworthy and important. Okay, unless they close it and then sneak in ballots, he's won. So Trump needs to declare victory right now. That was at like 11 o'clock at night, by 11, hours before anybody else. We were like, no, announce now. Because that would head them off the pass, closing and do what they did in 2020. But it was just too much, and they weren't able to do it. So, you know, Rogan's talking about an app. There were a lot of Polymarket and other apps that were looking at the numbers and were saying, no, looks like it's done. All right, well, they found it. We'll download it and play it in a moment. So they're trying to say that, and that's just pure crap. I mean, did we hack in with satellites? All those computers go through satellites and computers. That's why we need to get rid of the machines. But now, oh, no, machines are engaged in fraud. But now, oh, he's up in space doing it. No, it's the machines on the ground. So that trended on X today. Oh, God, Elon stole it because, oh, he had an app, and he knew it was going to win. We knew before even Elon left. We said it first. I said, I'm going to call it. I'm not going to wait for Fox to lie and say she won. We're looking at the numbers. 95, 96 reporting in these key states. She would have to, when Owen did the math, he was like, she'd have to get 70, 80% now. And that's not going to happen. So announce it. Again, if she's at 40-something percent of the votes, you know, the numbers she's getting for her, and then 95% are in, how's she going to go bloop above? She couldn't. So we announced when other people did, because they were trying to wait, hoping they could get them in. And in Michigan and in Pennsylvania and Georgia, the trucks and cars pulled up from California and from Rhode Island and from New York and New Jersey, and they walk in, and people go, you ain't doing it. The cavalry showed up, but they were like, we're all being watched. There's lawyers inside right now, can't do it. And we came out from witnesses in 2020. They were all for Joe Biden. They were just going to stick them in there. And so this is huge. But that's how Elon knew, because he can do math. 95% reporting. That's when it later came out that he left the party at around 11 Central, midnight Eastern. Just like we'd already announced. He's smart, too. He's really a good math guy. He admits Asperger's, high-functioning Asperger's. And he knew, too, because he can use a calculator. He can look at numbers. In fact, he doesn't need one. He can see that, he can figure it out in his head. So that's how we called it first. That's how Elon knew, because 95% were reporting in, and it was trending upwards with the votes coming in, more of them for Trump. And so it's over. He's way ahead with 95% in. Done. Then we waited until they were all counted, and then everybody else announced it. Here's Joe Rogan talking about it.
And then I was texting people like Tulsi and J.D. Vance. I was getting a different up. Apparently, Elon created an app, and he knew who won 4 hours before the results. So as the results were coming in, before 4 hours before they called it, Dana White told me, Elon was like, I'm leaving. It's over. Donald won. He just fucking somehow or another.
I'm going to go back into my like pod and evaporate.
I don't know what he's getting, where he's pulling his data from, but he had like the most accurate data in terms of the rural states hadn't put the results in yet, but yet Trump was ahead in these states. Kamala's never going to win those states. So tabulated that and like put it all together. I don't know how he did it.
But yeah.
Dana told, I haven't even talked to Elon about this. I don't know, like, the Dana translation, but Dana said he had an app and he was like showing him. He's like, it's over.
And
he fucking left. Dude just left.
It's over. John Jones won. He's saying that.
He just fucking left.
Dude. Yeah. I mean, the whole thing's crazy to me. I'm so happy for,
All right. So there you go. Now, since I mentioned the fat ass club. Yeah. I mean, Letitia James ran on, I'm going to put Trump in prison. They admit her cases were total fraud and lies. And it's not vengeance. If George Soros puts these criminals in, she had grand juries open on me 3 years ago. Of course, they couldn't find anything. I don't do anything wrong. I mean, if they ever indict me, I mean, it's BS. And it's time to put her fat ass in prison. But we're like, do it again, you go to prison. Here it is.
To Big Tish James, the New York Attorney General, I dare you to try to continue your lawfare against President Trump and his second term, because listen here, sweetheart, we're not messing around this time, and we will put your fat ass in prison for conspiracy against rights, and I promise you that.
All right, so let's move on to this. I mentioned it, but I want to show you. Musk says time is up for the warmonger profiteers in nod to Trump-Ukraine peace plan. He obviously talked to Zelensky with Trump. Elon Musk is also putting out stuff we've been putting out for years, showing he's on board now, exposing how all the different FDA heads and board members are literally then the heads of the big pharma companies giving us poison shots. And then you've got the Japanese government coming out. Compared to those who are unvaccinated, the mortality rate is 5 times higher if you get vaccinated twice. We cannot continue these mRNA vaccines, Professor Say. That's a government report. That's on national TV there. So, huge stuff happening on that front as well, because they're going to try to roll out a new pandemic against Trump and the American people, but this time he knows what's going on. That's why he's putting RFK Jr. in, so he can be the one that spearheads all that, because Trump can't admit he was wrong about the shots, even though he got that tape of him and RFK Jr. talking got leaked by somebody. And Trump's like, yeah, I know the shot's bad. It's hurting kids. Oh, my God. I didn't know. So he's going to have Kennedy come in and do that. But this is a massive mandate. Here's a shot of the election numbers, and still Republicans are gaining ground right now, but some House seats still open. But look at this as a TV viewer. Look at almost 90% of the country in red. Yeah, the people voted for major government reform. I love this meme. This is so satisfying. Earn $1 billion for your Democrat campaign for presidency. Have the endorsement of American elites and Hollywood celebrities. Control the mainstream media. Promote your ideology. Lose the presidency by electoral college and by the popular vote. Lose Senate majority and lose the House majority. Yep, you're a clown. And then this, 86.72% of the country now in Republican control from 13.28 Democrats. Yeah, boy, the Russians are sure powerful, aren't they? No, the American people are. And that red wave is really crushing these puppets. And man, the conspiracy theorists are really way ahead of everybody else. Yeah, a conspiracy theorist is just somebody that's been doing more research. So the Great Awakening is here, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to try to stage stuff to cast us as terrorists. It's not going to work because we're not naive, because we admit there's bad going on. That doesn't help the bad, being honest. It helps us face it and deal with it. So I'm going to end this transmission in 2 minutes, 25 seconds, and talk about a great show. All our broadcasters do a great job. 8 a.m. weekday mornings, Harrison Smith, American Journal. Owen Schroeder, 3 p.m. weekdays after my show, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., The War Room. And Sunday Night Live, Chase Geyser, who does a great job behind the scenes with everything around here. He's a MVP, and he does a fabulous job on air as well. Sunday Night Live, that is 6 to 8 p.m. Central, starting here in just a few minutes. And he'll just bam, 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 go through topic, clip, 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 yes, calls, bam, bam. Very fast-paced. And it's really what I used to do 20 years ago. I still do a good job, but I can monologue, as you know. I yesterday I did 3 hours, talk for 2.5 hours by myself. I could have gone 10 because, I mean, it's just so much. And thank God I have a teleprompter. None of this is my own words. That's a joke, folks. Oh, my God. People ask, could I be the White House press secretary? I would run circles around those people. But the reason Trump should do it is to show he doesn't care what the media thinks, and to screw them and to let them know we're the rebels. If his new administration has an attitude of scared of what the New York Times says, we're screwed. If they do the opposite of what the New York Times would do, we win. It's about being mavericks. It's about being game changers. And I just give God all the glory for my 30-plus years on air and all the epic things we've done together. This audience of activists, we're a family. And it's been incredible. So I can, you know that even if they take this over Wednesday at the auction and shut down the fabled InfoWars studios and all this, that InfoWars lives on forever, and we have done incredible work with God working through us to fight tyranny, and it's so epic. It's such a blessing, and all glory goes to God. But God working through you, the listeners and the activists, you are the Paul Revere's. You are the resistance, and I salute you from the bottom of my heart, and thank you for keeping me in the fight, because that's all I wanted to do, because I believe in you, I bet on you, and you're exactly what I thought you were. You weren't intimidated, you were asleep. Once you woke up, you're pissed off. And now the real fight starts, and it fights an info war. So please fund us now with great products. Take action. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Get the fundraiser posters. Get the fundraiser InfoWars classic shirt while you can. Make sure we don't just stay on air. Make sure we come out stronger on the other side of this. But that's in your hands. I'm in your hands. Please continue to win. Many of the supplements available at TheAlexJonesStore.com are the latest cutting-edge, highest-rated game-changers that have been discovered through research. And that's wonderful. But many of the products there are known, tried-and-true staples like elderberry. It's just that ours is high-quality, very strong, concentrated, and at a competitive price. Especially if you get more than one bottle, then it's some of the best prices you'll find anywhere, and your purchase funds our operations against the globalist, a 360 win. So get your concentrated elderberry, particularly right now in the fall and winter, and you take it as a preventative ahead of time. And what the wives' tales said hundreds of years ago, now with modern science we know, it boosts your immune system, it's antiviral. So now, high-quality ultimate elderberry, scientific name, Sambucus, available right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. It's good for your body, and it funds the InfoWar.
We take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
You are receiving this transmission. You are the resistance.